Hey, foot folks, Ramon here at the top of the show to let you know this is part one of a two-part episode, and we weren't originally going to do that, but we ran into some technical issues about halfway through the recording, technical being we thought our child had broken his foot. So we had to immediately stop recording and go handle that immediately. How ironic. But we wanted to let you know that going into this, that there will be a part two, and we will record it later this week. So you will get that. We didn't want to leave you hanging. So here's part one. It's not as long as a normal episode, but at least you get something this week. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy part one of Show Ideas.
Souls and salutations to all you folks across the nation. Bell and Ramon welcome you to their home to talk about foot-related recreation. Big feet, small feet, smelly feet, feet and shoes and feet on the face. You want to talk about foot stuff, you're in luck. The Foot Fetish Podcast is the place.
Souls and salutations, everyone, and welcome to another beautiful day for a Foot Fetish Podcast.
Hey, dudes.
I'm your humble host, Ramon, producer of Ramon's Face Full of Feet, number one clip store for human furniture and foot smothering on the world today. These lovely pairs of bare feet next to me, once again, is Belle.
You're welcome.
My lovely wife and co-pilot in life, as in clip sales. We just filmed another custom clip, so y'all, patrons are lucky you get to see her bare feet yet again.
Yup. Well, we'll see how long this lasts. It's really cold down here.
She's cold. So jump on it while you can. That's what I'm saying. It may not last. I got the heater going, so we'll see if we can keep her bare longer. We should probably put you in stockings at some point. They'd like that.
Stockings? What do you mean?
Some sheer stockings. I don't know.
Ew.
Aren't they the worst?
I'm not going to purchase that.
Not going to subject yourself to that?
I'm not going to do that. That sounds terrible.
We did a little pre-show here for the patrons, so all the patrons get a nice little thing. If you want to be a patron, go to patreon.com/RamonFaceful and you can join in on this visual action. Also, you get both these custom clips we just filmed, which is today you were stuck in a dryer. That was fun.
It was not fun, but it was interesting.
It was fun to watch.
It was very uncomfortable.
I got a little turned on, I'm not gonna lie.
Wow.
It's a little bit of a turn on.
Wow.
And you kept slapping your feet on the stone floor. So if you're into feet slapping on stone floor, that's going to be fun for you, too.
Feet slapping.
We'll probably sell it on the store, too.
It's like reverse bastinado, slapping things with your feet.
I think that's just slapping feet. I don't think it's... It doesn't need the moniker reverse bastinado.
Well, I'm calling it that.
Call it whatever you want. But thanks to that customer, who I think you know on Instagram... this is the second clip in a week he's bought. He's awesome. We love him.
Yeah, he bought the one last week where I was like stuck in a bookshelf.
We're going to run out of things for you to get stuck in.
I know. No, yeah. we got plenty.
There's always something. So this week's a special week. This topic this week is all about Chunker Buds and his amazing
list. That's right. I had completely forgotten.
Because it's so epic. We really wanted to devote an entire episode to that. But what we do before then, we're going to hit one piece of feedback from a dear friend we haven't heard from in a while. Or should we hold off until next week for that?
Why would we hold off?
Fair. Here we go. This is from our buddy Solent.
Solent, who we haven't heard from in a really long time.
In a really long time.
I'm so, so happy to hear back from Solent.
Agreed.
Are you reading or am I?
You're reading.
I'll
Solent.
Read.
Who wants to hear me for an entire...
Nobody wants to hear you read at all.
That's right.
Solent says, guess who's back? Back again.
Yeah, that's right.
You remember last week when you sang that song and you didn't even realize that it was Backstreet Boys? Solent says, guess who's back? Hi, Belle and Ramon.
Hello.
Long time no see. I finally returned to the world of the living and caught up on the podcast. It seems like the amount of foot fetish conversations is dwindling every episode.
How dare you?
Hi. So I hope I can turn that trend around and get more foot fetish conversations going for this podcast.
Wow.
Wow,
just called out, huh?
Listen.
Yeah.
I feel like we talk about foot fetishes every week.
I mean,
what
yeah.
What
more do you want, is what you're trying to ask.
Every week. This is, I feel like this is relevant to the podcast. Every week I say, I got fucking nothing.
That's what she says. Yep.
I don't personally have a foot fetish.
No.
I don't know really what to talk about with
I don't know anyone with a foot fetish. I don't know what feet
I've
are.
I've never heard of this before. No, I don't know personally what to talk about. you know, if Ramon's like, oh my God, I love Alison Brie's feet, I can be like, I don't get Alison Brie. Like, we can have a conversation, but like, I can't have like a super like, ooh, look at those feet. Like, I don't know. So, but I feel like we definitely do talk about feet every week, right?
Oh, I make sure of that. Yes.
I mean, like,
but maybe not enough for Solent. So he's going to direct us.
God.
He's going to start us off.
I ask for help. I ask for help. And thankfully we have our buddy Chunkerbuds. Who's going to help us?
With a bunch of topics.
He's going to help us. And we're going to have like a million foot fetish related topics to talk
like
about.
A ton.
So, Solent says, I will start off with some responses to old topics, then direct feedback to other listeners at the end. Good.
Yep.
I like it.
Yep.
On the topic of topic ideas, one episode I really enjoyed was the sex and feet episode. I bet you did, Solent.
Mm-hmm.
However, one of the things I was hoping would be discussed more was what to do in a one-night stand situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. You don't have to scroll down or anything.
Not gonna.
What are you doing? He's making a note of something.
I'm making a note of that.
Okay. What to do in a one-night stand situation where you would like to introduce feet to a partner that may have never experienced foot fetish before.
We talked about that briefly, but we could delve into that a bit more. Although, I'd be the only one to be able to speak on that.
Yeah,
I
don't know anything about that.
Listen, everyone. I've had one one-night stand in my life.
How did it go?
Not well. Not well. But you might want to hear about that. So maybe we'll do an entire episode of my horrible night.
Okay.
Go on. Please. Please, God.
I think that would be a good topic idea. People can tell us about their foot fetish
stands.
One-night stands.
Sure.
And
good
you can
or
tell
bad.
Us all about your one-night stand.
I could.
Ramon has a, what I like to call a trick wiener.
Oh, my God.
Not that it does tricks. It's
I've
just
called
like,
out.
It's not. I'm not calling you out. I'm just.
Under anyway. The bus.
Anyway. It doesn't work. Well, no,
my
fine.
God.
No, it works just fine.
I
anyway,
have four kids. It works fine.
It works okay. What to do in a one-night stand. Also, maybe talking about how to identify foot fetish-friendly people. Foot fetish-friendly
people. That's interesting.
Or how to meet foot fetish-friendly people
I'm
online.
I'm writing that one down.
I mean, I feel like... Well, okay, step one. Go to r/foot fetish podcast and just post and make some friends. Just, that's all. Just,
well, I think he means like, oh, if you're attracted to a girl, how can you kind of gauge what?
Oh, you mean like
or a fella, if they might be open to a foot
like
fetish.
If you're like looking to like do online
yes.
dating or whatever.
I won't delve into that too much because that's an episode in
yeah,
and of itself.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have ideas on
I
that.
I feel like we've done that.
We might have.
I feel like we've talked about everything there is to do with
we
feet.
Might have.
Wrap it up. Let's go.
Pack it in. We're moving to butts, people.
Anyway. Yeah, right? This is a furry podcast now. This leads me to my first real feedback in a while. Hearing about Chunkerbud's giant encyclopedia of foot fetish topics has me really intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you guys might consider making a Reddit poll on this subreddit instead of an RNG-based draw. I don't remember what RNG stands for. Don't tell me.
I don't know either.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I was talking about doing like a poll
know.
Sort of a situation.
Well, he has...
Let's do a poll. I mean, that's a lot of ideas.
What we'd have to do, we'd have to combine them. You'd have to do a draw of, say, 3 or 5 of them and then have them vote on those 5 would be the way to do it.
We could do like 10 at a time.
10 at a time?
And then, like,
I feel like there's not, we don't have that big of a subreddit.
No, we do them in order. We do them in order. Like, we do the most popular one first.
Oh, I see, I see. Maybe.
Yeah, because, I mean, listen, the people want foot fetish content.
They do. They do. We'll consider things.
I don't know. I think a Reddit poll would be a good idea, but you guys would actually have to go to the
you'd
Reddit
have to fucking do
you'd
it
you'd have
y'all.
To go and vote because that Reddit is it's not tremendously active.
I mean, we have like, 400 people there now, which is pretty great.
Okay,
over
well, I'm gonna need all 400 of you to go and vote.
A lot of people are just lurkers, which is fine.
That's fine. Lurkers can vote.
Yeah,
like you don't have to like I don't
vote's
know.
Easy click
right just click
but they don't even vote with their upvotes most of the time.
Unbelievable. Yeah, they're probably bots.
Yeah, it's possible.
Okay, I feel like having community input on the topic would help generate more fruitful discussion than a random pick.
Perhaps.
I agree.
All right.
I thought his idea about using feet in advertising was really intriguing. I used to work heavily in the advertising field, so I have some insider information about that.
That's
ooh,
pretty cool.
Insider information.
Pretty
exciting.
Cool.
Rewinding a little bit to the celebrity feet topic,
yeah.
Right before I disappeared, Belle asked me if I ever had a crush on an older celebrity. I had...
Because I had
claimed I didn't have any feet crushes on people outside my age range. I would say Emma Watson was the only exception when it... Emma Watson?
He must mean someone else.
Emma Watson's like friggin' I mean, Sol Lent is really young, but
he's
I
in
feel
his
like
22.
Emma Watson is very...
I think he means someone else.
Do you mean Emma Thompson?
Maybe Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson is like... Ugh.
But he doesn't say any more about her, so...
No, okay. He says, Emma Watson, quote unquote, yeah. was the only exception when it came to older celebrity feet crushes. But Emma Watson's like 27 right now, so she's already
is
still
she considered
super young.
Old?
No,
for the younger folk.
I don't know.
I don't know how it works anymore.
I mean, I don't
we're
know.
Old.
Maybe he. How old is Solend?
Because
if he's
old.
Only like 22,
he's only in his 20s, yeah.
Then she could. I guess.
I don't think it's Emma Watson. But
how old is the Harry Potter cast right now? Emma Watson is Hermione, right?
Yeah.
I get her confused with the other Emma.
There's a lot of
that
Emma's.
Redheaded girl that I don't
Emma
I don't
Stone.
Care for. Yeah, her. I don't like her. She's got a weird face.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. How old is the Harry Potter cast right
I
now?
Don't
I feel
know.
Like they're.
I don't know.
30.
They're getting there. Yeah.
Maybe so. Maybe she's.
But
quote,
I wouldn't
unquote,
consider
older
them
for
quote
him.
Older feet.
Yeah. Right. I think of older, and I think of like.
You're like Meryl Streep.
Yeah. How are Meryl Streep's feet?
Fucking great.
God, I bet. She's gorgeous.
She has a great scene in Adaptation where she shows her feet to the camera.
That
she
was a terrible
up.
Movie.
Oh, god-awful
that
movie.
That was a worst movie.
I watched it for that foot scene. The rest of the movie was garbage.
Awful. Just awful. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I generally preferred celebrities that were closer to my age and open to foot fetishes such as Ariel Winter or Kylie Jenner. I don't know who Ariel Winter is.
She was in... The show, the Modern Family. She
oh,
was the
so young... Solend is really young, though.
Yes.
How do you have a history of working in advertising? Like, what do you, what?
I think that's just how people talk. Like, you know, he worked, I don't know how long he worked in it, but maybe he worked, I mean, you figure you
maybe
work in age.
Maybe he had like an internship when he was 19.
Maybe.
I'm just like, gosh, I'm feeling really old right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I don't know who Ariel Winter is. I know that Kylie Jenner is very young. And has had like a lot of plastic surgery. I see her a lot on this like this plastic surgery blog that I go on sometimes.
Yeah, her, yeah, you do.
It's very, very sad.
Of course it is.
Because she's had so many fillers. She looks like she's, I don't know, significantly older. Because the thing is, these really young women get the surgeries done, but they don't need them. No. They don't need plastic surgery because, hi, you're 22. You don't need cheek fillers.
Right.
So you wind up looking like you're a 45-year-old woman because 45-year-old women are getting the surgery because their cheeks are, you know, sagging and losing fullness. And they
yep.
don't need cheek fillers either, but
they
get them because their cheeks lose fullness anyway. Anyway, Kylie Jenner depresses me. And that's not like a criticism of her. She just makes me sad.
Yeah.
but I'm glad you like her feet. I also was never really interested in teacher feet. Good. Honestly, I get that a lot of you guys are like turned on by your kindergarten teacher's feet or whatever, but I think that's weird.
Okay. You were never turned on by a teacher?
No.
Never?
No.
Not once? Not even in college?
Maybe, but like, yeah, that's different though. Me having a crush on
you didn't
like,
have a crush on anyone in middle school
like,
or high school?
No.
That's weird.
Not teachers. No huh. way.
Maybe you had gross
well,
teachers.
I did have gross teachers.
How to do it.
Me having a crush on my, like, you know, my lesbian, like, women's studies professor is very different than you having, you know, like, getting a baby boner for your second grade teacher's feet.
How dare you?
I don't know. My second grade teacher was a monster.
Ah.
She reminded me of a less cool Ursula the Sea Witch.
Ha.
She was fat and mean. She had a special chair because she couldn't sit in any of the school chairs. She had to bring one in from home.
That's crazy.
It was her name was Mrs. Barnes. She was really mean. Anyway,
that's awful.
She was nasty.
Probably gross feet.
I bet. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So.
Solend. See, this is why we never get to the foot fetish.
Yeah,
conversation.
I'm aware.
This is Solend. I haven't watched Grey's Anatomy in like months. So, like, I'm trying here, and I know that there's a new episode of Station 19, and I haven't watched that either. I've watched a lot of Bones.
That still has
though.
Nothing to do
I'm
with feet.
A lot of Bones.
You're really, like, not helping yourself here.
Okay, he says, I used to take as many yoga classes as possible in school, but I would always creep on my classmates' feet and not the teacher. That's healthy of you. I appreciate that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Being into your own age, yeah. As long as you don't reach age 45 and you're still creeping on 19-year-old's feet.
Right.
You know, don't be that guy. He says, I also think it's very interesting how openness to foot fetishes plays a role in how interested I am in celebrities' feet. Yeah. He says, for example, I was never interested in Alison Brie until she commented about how she appreciates her foot fans in a community script reading.
It's true.
Yeah, I think that's fairly common. I think Ramon feels the same way.
Well, I'm interested in someone's feet, and I definitely get a little turned off when they say something disparaging about foot fetishists, like, oh, what's her face that was in all those terrible vampire movies? I can't remember her name.
Do you mean Twilight?
No. A different terrible vampire
movie. Twilight movies are great.
The ones where they were hunting the werewolves. I know it still sounds like Twilight.
Hunting? What?
Do you remember it was... What the hell's her name? Maybe that was a different... No, that's got to be her.
Vampire movies?
Do you know what
I'm
talking about?
No, but I'm really interested.
She wears all black... Like skin tight clothing, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That girl,
the underworld movies.
Yeah, that's them. Yeah, whatever the hell her name is.
Yeah,
I'm blanking. She has really nice big feet, but she said something disparaging about foot fetish. She's like, she doesn't get it, or she's grossed out by it. Something like
Kate Beckinsale.
That's her.
Mm-hmm. She's so gorgeous, though. She is.
Oh
my God.
Yeah, I still look at her feet. But someone like Alison Brie, it's like, oh, awesome. She's a friend to the foot fetish community.
You're sitting here like, fuck you, Kate Beckinsale. I'm gonna look at your feet even harder.
Kinda.
I'm gonna fucking ogle the shit out of your feet. Nothing you can do about it.
There's a great picture I think I shared before where like someone's doing makeup on her leg, like this makeup artist, this girl, and she's got to hold her leg up in a certain way that her foot is like inches from her face. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's a fun picture because I can imagine like she could probably, if her feet smelled at all, that she'd be able to smell them.
Right.
Or it's like so close to her face. Anyway, we were here.
Alison Brie likes feet. I also similarly found Margot Robbie to be an extremely talented actress, but did not find her remotely attractive until she collaborated with Tarantino.
Not remotely attractive? I mean, you're right, but she's like beyond gorgeous.
I don't know who that is.
Like, I would suggest you go watch Wolf of Wall Street, where she had her first big role, and she's fucking gorgeous.
Hold on.
And puts her high-heeled foot on DiCaprio's face in that movie. It's possible you don't see that many movies. I don't know.
But,
also, she collaborated with Cara Devangeline or whatever the hell it pronounced
that
name.
Something that's important to remember about Soul Ent is I think that Soul Ent is specifically like has a fixation on Asian women. I don't mean fixation. I mean Soul Ent is into Asian women.
Yes, so and maybe doesn't notice
like
as
Margot
much.
Margot Robbie is. Right, I don't know. She's.
It's possible he just didn't
she's
notice
pretty,
her until
but
then.
She's kind of like, yep. That's a beautiful blonde woman. She's almost kind of so pretty she's boring.
A little bit, yeah.
When the behind-the-scenes book got published about that movie, it revealed that Margot liked to walk about barefoot on set and flash her soles to anybody caught staring. That made her seem so much more attractive to me.
I have a huge list
of celebrities that I don't find physically attractive but find their personality very attractive due to their openness for feet.
Interesting.
Cara,
I think it's Delavigne. It's
Delavigne.
Like I've heard.
I'm
it
pretty
pronounced.
Sure it's Delavigne.
Sure, why not?
I'm pretty sure.
Go for it.
Is another example. I also think this might loop back to the offhand anecdote someone provided previously about how a white girl commented on how quote foot fetish is a black guy thing. I think it might seem that way to the average person today because I feel like there have been multiple examples of black celebrities being more open to foot fetishes.
Okay.
The Snapchat clip of Tyga cleaning Kylie Jenner's... He's much older than her and he groomed her when she was very young, didn't he?
You had to get your moment in.
I remember that. I remember that being in the news quite a while ago. Yikes. What a gross creep. Not because he's into feet, but because he grooms teenagers. Anyway, and then staring at her souls comes to mind. I also have to stop and shout out about Disenchantment.
Yeah.
The show itself is very good, but as Belle and Ramon pointed out, the main character has a developing plot with being barefoot. Not only is the main character losing her shoes an actual trope of the show, it is implied that the main character's powers stem from her barefootedness. I am very excited waiting for more plot progression about this and cannot recommend the show enough for both people with and without foot fetishes. Yeah, it's super good.
It's just a very
good
show.
It's super good. It's not as good as Futurama, but it's like, I don't know. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's really good. And I'm always happy to see another like Matt Groening vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because
he puts out good stuff.
They do real good stuff. Yeah. Catching up on the episodes has been a hilarious experience listening to Ramon insult my entire people and culture. coming up with creative mispronunciations of the word mukbang.
I had really good fun. That was
whoa.
That's my favorite unintentional joke.
Ooh, yeah. Entire people in yeah.
Oh, it actually is a Korean word. I thought it
yes.
was.
Yes.
I had no idea.
No.
I thought
it's
it was just a nonsense word people put together.
Wow.
Like your entire
so
culture is nonsense.
Racist. Fuck so racist.
You know what? You know what? Fuck Korea. There, I said it.
Oh,
no, I love
you
Korea.
You don't mean that.
No, I don't love their food, but I love the people.
No, yeah, Ramon is Ramon.
I don't like fermented
kimchi.
Things.
Ramon
that's a thing.
Ramon hates kimchi. One time I bought
the Korean barbecue is excellent.
And Ramon like would not be in the same room with
it was so bad.
It
was so bad.
It's fine. It's just
I'm a big baby when
like
it comes
pickles.
To bad
God,
smells.
You're such a puss.
No, I love Korea.
If it helps to jog his memory, it's a portmanteau. Excellent use of the term portmanteau.
Yeah.
Of the Korean verb to eat, muk, and room / channel, bang.
Huh.
Is that how you pronounce it? You say just mukbang? Or is
I mean,
it
that's
something?
How we all pronounce
it, I mean,
it,
that's how an English speaker would pronounce
you're
it, I guess.
How Korea pronounces it.
I am totally with Belle on this, though. I find the sounds of food consumption to be very disgusting. Thank you. Ramon was brushing his teeth this morning, and I almost had to leave the room. It was so upsetting. There were so many just mouth noises happening. It was awful.
This
is actually a cultural struggle for me in Korea, since it is considered culturally rude and disgusting to eat loudly / slurp in Canada.
Ah.
However, in some Asian cultures, it is expected to make a lot of noise while eating to indicate that you're enjoying your meal.
Oh, yeah, it's a Japanese thing. I know
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're supposed to slurp.
They slurp the noodles. Yeah. And then we were watching a video last night about soup dumplings, and the guy was like, oh, you slurp the soup out of the dumplings. And I'm like, can you just not, please? Ugh.
I want dumplings right now, man.
I've never had that kind of thing before. I don't know anything about that.
But, I don't have those specific ones, but, you know, I've certainly had dumplings before. Delicious dumplings.
Chicken and dumplings are not the same kind
no,
of thing.
Shut up.
You
think
American
I've, like, never
boar.
Had Chinese food with dumplings.
Chinese? I think these are very different types of dumplings. These are like steamed soup dumplings, not like just Chinese dumplings. I think you're talking about something very different.
Anyway.
This is why, quote, oh, this is why ASMR eating videos are popular in Korea / Asian cultures.
Ah.
Many people from that culture actually refuse to eat in silent situations. They will often play mukbang content on the speakers or living room TVs because they feel it enhances the experience to hear others eat loudly.
Oh, geez.
That would make me completely lose my appetite altogether.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
that might make me lose my appetite. Yeah, those things are awful.
Good God. I also use the term ASMR in air quotes because it's a real phenomenon that is overused these days. Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, any sort. Yeah, I agree. Everything that's labeled ASMR, like probably like 80% of the stuff on YouTube is not actually ASMR.
Right.
He says generally true ASMR inducing noises are soothing and repetitive in nature. Think flowing rivers, steady rain, even certain specific bands of white noise. However, ASMR has lost a lot of its actual scientific basis and has become an internet phenomenon. Yeah, I listen to a lot of like rivers, rain sounds, like birds and like nature-y sounds,
mm-hmm.
Which I love. And that doesn't bother me at all. That, sometimes the white noise sort of like, I don't know, makes my brain staticky, but yeah, generally, but that's completely different than like people talking ASMR, like mouth noisy. Eating ASMR is the worst.
The
eating
worst.
And cooking. Ugh. Anyway.
Anywho.
I love Soul End because I feel like he almost always agrees with me.
He seems to. More often than not.
It was does Soul End. Is he currently living in, he lives in Canada, right? Or?
Yeah, it's Canadian.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
it's a big part
Phew.
Of it.
So you get away from all the mouth noise in Korea, at least.
That's true, yeah.
You said
in Canada
you're not supposed to. That's not.
So that's convenient. I mean, that's true in America, too. You're not supposed to slurp. But people do it anyway.
Ugh, because Americans are disgusting.
We're all just kind of gross here.
So gross. Solan, did you know I lived in Canada for like a year? It was super fun. It was like just barely in Canada, though. It was like 20 minutes from the border. It was almost New York. They still took American money at most places, which was weird. Ramon's talking. He's like,
I'm looking at you, listening to your
saying. He's texting somebody, and I feel like I'm just like, I don't know. Anyway. Solent goes on to say, it was also humorous to hear Tryptofang's, quote, hate mail.
Yeah.
I do agree that there was a certain point where the podcast did feel overtly negative.
Feeling overtly negative
but
right
I
now.
Thought the foot fetish related kink shaming brought up some interesting discussion topics. Here's my thing about the negativity. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just.
I mean, we're trying a
listen,
little.
Listen, I'm looking at things critically, and I think that that's important.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Like, listen, this it's a show where we
come. Listen, Gen Z. we come from a generation. We're closer to Gen X than we are millennial. We're millennials.
You think this is a generational thing?
Yes.
The interpretation. Yeah.
Look at the content we grew up with and we grew into. It was sort of a negative outlook on life. It was a sort of sarcastic.
It was a little nihilistic. Yeah.
A little nihilistic.
Which is not what we're going for here. I'm 100% not nihilistic.
But we generally equate nihilism and looking negative on things with being funny, which we generally do. I think a lot of our comedy comes out of that.
Sure.
And we feel that way about a lot of things. We're very critical of the world. It's just who we are as a generation, I think. And I'm happy about that. It's kind of who we are. But it seems to be butting heads with the younger generations.
It seems to people, I don't know. I think people are getting, I don't know. I don't feel, well, listen, this is the foot fetish podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not being negative about foot fetishes.
Not over. I mean, sometimes we are.
I mean, listen. This is the part of the podcast where Belle reads an Andrea Dworkin quote. She says, many women, I think, resist feminism because it is agony to be fully conscious of the brutal misogyny which permeates culture, society, and all personal relationships. And that's kind of how I look at things. So I understand that it's upsetting for people sometimes when I'm like, Tyga, remember when he groomed Kylie Jenner? Remember
right.
when that was like, you know, a predatory thing? And like, okay, cool. Maybe that's negative of me, but... Are we just, I can't just ignore things like that. I'm not going to just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Like this is sort right. of like, this is just how, this is how my brain works.
I listened to a whole video about how awful Chris Brown was and still is.
Yeah, Chris Brown's like, a terrible person.
People and his fans have just forgotten what a monster
mm-hmm.
he is.
He beat the shit out of her. Well,
really,
think,
really.
Yeah. Like,
and he just kept doing
like,
things like that.
Her. Yeah.
Not to her, but to other people
mm-hmm.
and to other
yeah,
situations.
He's a really bad guy.
He's a bad person. Who deserves to be in jail mm-hmm. or at least lose his fame.
Yes.
At the minimum.
But he's talented and people love him.
Right.
So
and
we
he makes
sort of
people money.
It.
He makes
we
the bigger people
it.
Money. Yeah.
And meanwhile, then we've got Kevin Spacey, who's doing his first movie in, you know, 10 years or something since he was accused of, you know,
right.
like trying to solicit a minor or something.
Right, yeah,
he was like
yeah.
making a move on a teenage boy. And I don't know. People are very resistant to that. I don't know what the difference is.
It's a weird. I mean, look, we're getting way
because,
off topic here.
Is it because Kevin Spacey like was going after a boy?
Maybe.
And Chris Brown brutalized women?
Maybe.
Maybe.
This is my last point on this, and then I'll move on. There's a weird dichotomy in our current society where we are both extreme cancelers and not canceling enough.
Yeah, right?
Some people like, were like, oh, we'll forgive. Excuse me, I can't talk. We'll forgive these group of people.
Mm-hmm.
But these other people were going to cancel into the dirt and
yeah.
into the middle of the earth, whether they deserved it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It's more of like what suits our fancy rather
yes.
than any real sense of justice, I think.
Yes. This guy tweeted the R word once 11 years ago.
Right.
And
let's
therefore he's canceled
him forever.
Forever
yeah.
But Chris Brown beats the shit out of women
and
he's still selling out stadiums.
Right.
Like,
it's
I don't
it's
know.
Disconcerting.
Listen, I'm
but
sure
that's humans, you know?
I'm sure there's foot fetish podcasts out there that aren't hosted by, you know, boring old radical feminists, but you know what?
I'm this
sure,
is who
I'm
we
sure
is.
They're really good. I'm sure they're really good podcasts.
So,
anyway,
for example,
anyway.
He said,
anyway, about the show not being negative.
Here's some discussion topics he they thought
about. No. He says, for example, I have fantasies about virgin foot fetishes.
Right.
I find the idea of introducing someone to a foot fetish very attractive. Is that something that Belle and or Ramon would kink shame?
No.
No.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. I mean, we both agree on this.
If you introduce it to someone and they're into it, then
yeah.
that's great. You're introducing someone to something that they're
I think
into.
We just switched microphones, by the way. So if anyone was listening, oh, we're all on one channel anyway. Never mind. Technical note.
We're just going from ear to ear.
No, it doesn't. I haven't. It's on mono. It doesn't fucking
that's
matter.
That's boring. You
I
should
know
have
I
us
fucked
in
it
each
up.
Ear so people feel like they're
I
in
should've.
The room with us.
Ah, man. Anyway, so my point is, I do an entire clip series on that when I get a new model.
Yes, yes. Ramon does
such
do
and
that.
So's first time or this. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love the idea that someone's open to it. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, I'll try that. That sounds fun.
We do like, or at least back when I used to do all these clips, mm-hmm. we did you know, a training. Oh, I'm going to train.
Oh, I still do those.
This person to I know. But I'm saying I don't do them anymore because right. I'm going to train this person how to do this foot fetish, like what to do. You know, yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with that. If you introduce a foot fetish to someone and they're like, oh no, I'm not interested in that, and then you still like enact that upon them anyway, that's fucked up. But like, no, yeah, like introducing someone into your foot fetish, that's totally fine as long as they're into it.
Right.
Go for it.
Yeah. And it's really fun.
So
exploration.
I'm
yeah.
not going to kink shame that.
Nope.
I also have a fantasy about casual foot. This is Solent saying this.
Yes.
I also have a fantasy.
She does not have it.
About casual foot jobs, like those obviously fake hookup porn videos. I wish there was a larger audience for foot fetish videos where the plot is based around picking up a random girl and asking for a foot job.
Oh.
Are those things that Belle and Ramon would kink shame? That's a complicated question.
It's a little complicated, but I mean,
I kink shame most mainstream porn,
right,
just in general.
You get into porn, yeah.
But like the idea of that type of content, no. I mean, like whatever.
No, I mean, it's fine. Consenting folk and whatnot.
Well.
Well, see, I thought casual foot job would be like, oh, I'm just watching TV and my feet just kind of wind up in your lap and just start, well, while they're there.
That's the kind of casual foot job I'm interested in.
Me too.
Because like
we'll make that clip.
I don't want to have to do anything or take my eyes off of the screen.
There was
a
great
second.
Short video we made of you giving me a foot J when you were looking at your phone or something laying on your stomach and your feet just ended up in my lap and I'm like, well, let me just take
that.
My dick out, and then you're like, well, okay, and then you started stroking it and it's like, hey, this is
I
fun.
I remember that. I was playing my DS.
That's what it was.
I like that kind of but like he's talking about like, oh, I just pick up a, like the like remember the bang bus? Do you remember
that
from back in the day?
I hated that.
Yeah. So like kind of like that, like the foot job. What we call it? If you drove a Ford, it could be the foot job Ford.
Foot job Ford. Yeah. There's something there's there. there's something. I'll come back to that. We'll put a pin in that. We'll come back to it. We'll circle around.
Okay. The bastinado bus.
Now, see, that's funny.
That's a good one. That's a good
yeah,
one.
Every seat has holes in it, so you stick your feet in it. Whap, 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 whap.
See, we got
the tickle
we got
truck.
Plans. We got plans. Oh, the tickle truck.
Mm-hmm.
Actually. Actually,
all right, you'll see the tickle truck coming.
Really, really.
I don't know.
I'll
talk with our tickle buddies about that.
I really like that idea.
We'll get the tickle tools.
I don't mean to do some accidental ASMR right here, but I really like that idea.
Painty
that's
toes hates
super
you now.
Fun. No, that's super fun. Okay, you and I drive around, right?
Yeah.
Okay, step one,
step
we take
one.
All the car seats out of our minivan. Step two.
It's going well.
Step two. We drive around and we quote unquote pick up girls like models who we've obviously
planted
paid and are
you're giving everything away.
No, shut up. And then we're like, hey, do you need a ride? And then we get them on the tickle truck, quote unquote, and then they're once they're riding in the truck and it's like, oh hey, you're just hanging out. Guess what? I have a feather. I have a, what are those little wheels that you roll around on people?
The Wartenberg.
Yeah, those
wheel
things.
Or something like that.
Yeah, they look like little tiny pizza cutters.
Yeah.
Or the kind of things that you use to mark your stitches when
yeah.
you're quilting or something.
Yeah.
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 The tickle truck.
I do.
This is going to
be. You're way
this
into
is,
this.
This is going to be our meal ticket, Ramon. This is great.
I mean, listen, that people, there's money to be made.
You know what's fucked up? It already exists. You know it does. Probably with that. You know what? If it didn't.
Yeah.
I need you to delete the last 5 minutes so no one's doing
So what we do is we drive around, we see random women, be like, hey, you want to get tickled? And most of people will say, no, get the fuck away from me.
No,
but
that's so creepy.
But
do you want to come into my van and get tickled?
You have to ask, not me.
No, that's still really
No, this
creepy.
Is your job. It's done. This is your idea. Anyway, keep reading.
Anyway, no, I'm not going to kink shame you, Solent. I think your kinks are just fine. Solent goes on to say, thank you guys again for keeping up the good work with this podcast, and I hope I will be able to continue providing feedback to this podcast. Edit, Also, happy 420 members. Woohoo. Blaze it, Ents.
All right.
Oh.
Well, like I said, I wasn't... Yeah. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, like tree people, because you smoke weed.
I just got that. Wow. Solent, I just got... Did we address...
Yes.
I think we addressed this before.
Probably.
That Solent is just like a weed
Memory's
smoking...
Garbage.
Weed
so
smoking
now we're 34
guy.
Minutes in the podcast, so this is why I said maybe...
Oh, my God.
Maybe
oh
we wanted to
God.
Hold off, but
what do we do? Because now we have like...
Listen, man.
Oh, now we have like such a long email to read.
Don't worry. We'll get through it.
How are we going to... Okay.
We got to do this. We're going to do this, people.
Are we going to do the whole thing?
We're going to do it. We're going to work it out.
I don't know
Trust
if we're
going
to be able to do this.
Don't worry.
This might be a two-parter, guys.
No, bullshit.
No,
we got
it's going to be a two-parter.
God
I
damn
think
it.
It's going to be a two-parter.
All right. We'll be right back after these words. Hello, friends. Dr. Ramon from Ramon's Faceful of Feet Clip Store here to bring you Ramon's Faceful Human Furniture.
Human furniture?
Did you know, according to science, the human face is the most comfortable piece of furniture in the world?
He said science, so it must be true.
It's the ideal seat for butts both big and small.
Ooh, big butts.
Bare feet fit perfectly within its contours.
Wait.
Do your feet smell?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. Your piece of human furniture will never complain. Or be able to.
Damn straight.
Our human furniture is comfy, squishy, sometimes squeaky, but always the perfect place to rest your smelly bare feet and butt.
Bare butts?
But don't take my word for it. Come on down to RamonFaceful.com and see our numerous examples for yourself with over 700 clips of foot smothering, face sitting, and the finest human furniture on the web today.
Incredible. 700. What a time to be alive.
RamonFaceful.com. Human furniture clips. Have a seat.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we have returned. And there's apparently another Dworkin.
I'm not going to read it. Andrea Dworkin would not, first of all, would not appreciate being read on this podcast.
Wow.
Second of all, would not appreciate you finding her quotation about walking on women to be hot. That's the opposite of what she would like. So my apologies to the spirit of Andrea Dworkin. Also, if you are watching the video, you may have noticed I didn't address this before because we took a secret break.
We took a secret break,
which we edited seamlessly into the podcast. I'm
sure
everyone
yeah.
noticed. But if you're watching the video, you may notice I have put pants and socks on. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
Why would you even say anything?
It was very uncomfortable.
You're the worst.
I was very uncomfortable.
Six patrons gone.
Yeah, right. The other day we got a guy who upgraded from $10 to $25.
There's a lot of people that do that because they want those foot job
that
videos.
That was that fellow from...
They want them naked pictures
fellow
of
fellow from Italy.
That's right.
Those Italians, right. They're just...
Shut up.
Oh, my
Show
God.
Your face. We got
oh
shit
Oh, God,
to
here come the Italians.
So we read the first paragraph. We did that last week. But this is
right.
from our buddy, for those of you who don't
Chunker
know.
Chunker Buds.
This is our buddy Chunker Buds.
Chunker
we
Buds.
Once said, hey, we're running out of topic, as we often do. And he said, y'all, I got topics. I got topics out the wazoo,
yeah.
And I'm going to write all this out. And we said, put up or shut up, and he put up.
Yeah, like,
so
honestly.
Here we go.
Which is, like, I feel like Chunker Buds needs to be considered a
hero.
Honestly, like, I feel like
the word hero's tossed around an awful lot.
He's, at this point, he's going to be, like, the savior of this podcast.
More than likely,
he's
yeah.
He
Welcome to the Chunker Buds podcast.
Right? Like, that's not even a joke. Because we got fucking dick for content, as everyone
has pointed out.
But
y'all still listen,
content.
Don't you?
We don't have content. Everyone points out that we don't have content, but only Chunker Buds over here is delivering
That's
the
right.
quality content.
That's
Chunker
right.
Buds is like, you seem to not have a lot of ideas. Here's 1,000 of them. Whereas everybody else is like, you guys don't have a lot of ideas. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. Like,
All
okay.
Right. So here's how we're going to handle this. You'll read one, I'll read one, and we'll
okay.
go on through.
Whatever. I think we can... Yeah, okay, I think we can fucking figure it out.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Topic one.
Heels, as in the bottom back of the foot. Since you guys talked about soles, this would be a good topic. Also, you said you would talk about it in your Spotify trailer. Yeah, Ramon. You said you'd talk about it, and you never did.
You know, wow. You're not married to anything I said in the original trailer.
I'm not married to anything anymore. Fuck
ankles.
You, Ramon.
Ankles are another very important part of the foot to talk about. Maybe talk about what it is actually used for in the human body, then talk about why it is sometimes fetishized like soles.
Let's talk about cankles.
And that's all the time we had this week before our child grievously injured themselves. Turns out he's fine. Don't worry. But that's all we could do. No worries. We'll get to you in the middle of this week or next week with part two of our various show ideas. In the meantime, you can rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, all those places you get your podcasts. You can go to our website, RamonFaceful.com, for all our good clips and good stuff with me and Belle and any number of other models we have. You can see her on Instagram at Belle Souls. You can find me on Twitter at Ramon Faithful. You can go to our subreddit r/foot fetish podcast for all the goodies. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/Ramon Faithful for $10 a month. You get access to videos of this podcast and all other kinds of goodies, including free clips and free pictures. So yeah, until we feed again, y'all, so long.